Hello, it's Connor here, and this is a Safcast Patreon preview. If you sign up to the Safcast on Patreon at patreon.com/thesafcast, you will receive full access to this episode, as well as other early access episodes and bonus podcasts. Thanks. You mentioned about London, and I wanted to ask you about that because you had the novelty, obviously, of playing against Antrim in that year. Whenever you were in, were you captain of London as well that year? Is that right?
I was captain of London. I played for London for 3 years, and I was captain too. I went over to London to do my PGCE, my teaching, and I did it in East London, and then I got a job in Colchester, which is in Essex. And when I first landed, London, I had no intention of playing. You know, the manager, the London manager, asked me to play National League, but I didn't want to. It was fierce travel, and when I did play for London, I travelled 3.5 hours to training, 3.5 hours yeah. back. So the first year, I wasn't really interested in playing. Didn't play in the National League, and then the University of East London I was at had a Gaelic tournament. The British Championship was on. And we went to Birmingham, we played in it, and I really enjoyed it. And we ended up winning the C level of it. And the manager then asked me would I come and join the championship panel. I thought I did start to miss football. I was in the gym doing gym stuff, but I was doing gym stuff for no reason. I was used to gym stuff for football. So I went in and played, and we played Roscommon in the championship that year. And then the year afterwards, I was captain, and we played Mayo. And Mayo beat us after extra time. I love playing for London. You know, people say, you know, what was it like playing for London? It was no different playing for London than it was for Antrim or New York. We trained equally as hard. But what I really liked about it was that I was captain, and I was not always sure of my place in the team, but I was confident that on match day that I'd get playing and I'd be starting. So I had that freedom just to play and to enjoy the game. Whereas every single game I ever played for Antrim, even at the start of a career to the end of the career, I was like, right, if I have a bad game, I might not start the next day. You know, So you had that pressure. So playing for London, you didn't have that pressure. And I think the 3 years that I was in London really brought me on as a footballer. It gave me confidence. You know, as playing against, you know, the great footballers against London. And we were matching up to them, and you know, give you that confidence that you actually can play at that level. I loved it. And then obviously when we got Drury under him in the back door. I remember sitting in my classroom, and I think the draw was on Good Morning Ireland or some radio station anyway. Yeah. And for whatever reason, it never came into my head that there's a possibility like that London could play under. It just never came into my head.
Yeah.
And obviously the draw came out, and so we're playing Antrim, and I just couldn't believe it. So excited. I text home while we're playing Antrim, and the reason I suppose it was more obviously when you're away from your home county and you're playing against them, you want to play against them, but it's also that I knew that I was coming home that summer, and yeah. I was thinking right, Beggar's going to be there. Beggar's going, you know, this is my chance to try to get onto the squad for 2012. Yeah. So I had that motivation, and obviously the motivation of playing against your friends and against your home county. So it was great. So it was.
Hello, it's Connor here, and this is a Safcast Patreon preview. If you sign up to the Safcast on Patreon at patreon.com/thesafcast, you will receive full access to this episode, as well as other early access episodes and bonus podcasts. Thanks.